The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Currently, we have Mr. Curtis Douglas, president of the All Tobago Fisher Folk Association, on the line. Good morning to you and welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. Good morning to the national listeners of this radio station, Trinidad and Tobago. This is the president of the All Tobago Fisher Folk. Good morning.
So tell me, what is the atmosphere like in Tobago as many are coming out to, as they say, stain the finger? What does it look like?
Well, you know, in Tobago, they say dirty the finger. So it looking good. Some people, we've seen a lot of young people coming out to vote so far.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good because, they're going through their democratic right to do so. So, you know, I'm also seeing some elder people coming out as well very early this morning. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's good. That's good.
Do you think from the campaign thus far that Tobago's needs and questions have been looked at, answered, at least considered within the election season?
Well, a lot of things that came up is what some of the problems Tobago been having, which is employment, mm-hmm. and the ability to make their own rules and laws to govern them. So these are some of the things that I'm hoping, and that the people of Tobago is hoping, the questions of this will be answered by the government and who it may be that's coming from. So they are looking forward for that. I think that and a bit of more development in all of the communities in the island of Tobago. They're looking for more of that.
And in terms of the fisher folk, what would the president say his top three things you would like to see addressed from the assembly?
Well, one of the things we like to see is they have a lot of exploration that has been taking place whereby they're doing seismic survey, where they're going to be processing on Block 22 or Block 23 and stuff like that. And what it does, it creates hardship for fisher folk. So we're looking at a proper plan will be put in place where fish are supposed to be compensated for that, because when they do the seismic survey, the fishing industry and the food industry in the fishing sector suffer for at least 2 to 3 years. And the other thing we are looking at improving is more data being collected on our fish stock. So we need more data to know how large is our fish stock, and also, third and not least, all of these fishing vessels that goes out into the waters of Tobago and Trinidad, because I can't leave out Trinidad, that they must have a GPS, a tracking system embedded. And we are looking to help make that mandatory. So every vessel that leaves the shore from wherever port they come from must be able to track by the Coast Guard, by the government, and also by the family and the industry, so that we will now be able to know that our boats are not illegal, and how far do we go for fish, and what do we catch where and when. So these are some of the things that we are looking for in the fishing industry, for direction that these things could be implemented for the people and the fishing industry and the food security for Tobago, as fish is a main staple in our diet.
Now, from the perspective of the tensions in the region, how has the association been taking care of their fishermen? What is the latest from the perspective of Tobago? And have you heard of any, I don't want to say untoward, but tricky situations since this conflict has begun?
The entire conflict is tricky. So what we do, we advise our fisher folk to fish more like 10 to 15 to 20 miles instead of going 30 and 35. So we try to contain that, because we don't want to lose any lives or be mistaken. Hence the reason why, as I said in my last statement there, we are ensuring a running program and hope that every fishing vessel can have a tracking device. So it doesn't matter where you go, you can be tracked, because we don't want to be mistaken for anyone else or anything else. Hence the reason why we need to run this program. This program was created about 8 years ago under the Kamala Yousafzai government, under their mandate. So we just upgrade the program. We want the program to upgrade so it provides the safety of our fisher folks and also provide the safety of the children, parents that go out to ensure that they protect their family or be able to feed their family. So these are one of the main things we are advocating for, and we're hoping that the government, whoever it may be, whether it's CPP or the PNM or whoever it may be, yeah, can be able to facilitate that for the people of Tobago.
Now, you did mention some environmental issues. How important is that on the Tobago elections for the fishermen, and has it been highlighted enough for this election?
It was highlighted in a small portion. It was highlighted in a big way, but it was highlighted. But, you know, environment is one of our key concerns, because you remember not too long, 2024, we would have experienced a massive oil spill. And that had significant ripple effect on some of our fish catch over the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is something that we take very seriously, because you know our marine space is where we earn our living, and the marine space is where we have to protect for the future generation that is coming behind us.
Any final words, Mr. Douglas, on what you're seeing for the future in terms of the fishermen and also for Tobago on a whole?
Well, I hope this election could give Tobago a grand opportunity. So now we would have seen, Tobagonians would have seen whereby the central government would have given us some of the most money that we would have received ever from any government, sitting government. And I hope that they can use that in the right manner, or have the opportunity for the first time to develop some of the critical areas that Tobagonians face for land tenure and be able to housing and stuff like that, because no housing was built over the last 4 years because of the lack of funding. So I hope this funding that will be coming, that the whoever is in charge direct the funding in the right places, like what I spoke of, so that the people of Tobago could benefit just like the people of Trinidad, and we can grow our economy in the sphere of tourism and in the fishing industry, and be able to feed ourselves and be able to have proper data in moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And let us work together to build a better Trinidad and a better Tobago, despite what we all are, Trinidad and Tobago. And all the best. And I wish all the best for the future of the fishing industry and whoever should win this, the outcome of this election.
Thank you so much for taking the time, Mr. Douglas. We've just heard from Mr. Curtis Douglas, president of the All Tobago Fisher Folk Association, bringing us his perspective on what we can see for the Tobago elections coming up. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome.
Take care.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.